Business recruitment on college campuses is down sharply from 2 years ago. Even MBAs are in far less demand, and that's not expected to change in 2003. This year's job hunt is different. There's the sluggish economy and the continuing fallout from the many business scandals in the news. NPR's David Malpas reports.
Financial chicanery by corporate America is causing the latest crop of MBA students to think more critically about the ethical culture of prospective employers. Some even raise the subject, gingerly, during job interviews. George did so with one company that's under current federal investigation. George is an MBA student at Duke University who agreed to talk if we withheld his last name.
The way my interviewer handled the question was to dodge it completely. So the answer actually I got was, well, I don't know anything about that. I'm in HR.
Stephen, also at Duke, says it's impractical to press hard on these questions at the job interview stage.
It's such a tight market out there. You rarely, I think, want to rock the boat questioning what the company is doing in the marketplace. I think you have to be very careful in those interviews.
Other MBA students say the silver lining is that they and the public are much more aware of the many ways earnings reports, for example, can be manipulated. More than 400 women from 40 business schools recently attended a job fair and networking conference in Chapel Hill, North Carolina. Business ethics and the hiring downturn were prime topics. Tiffany Ramsey Tobowski, in her second year at Indiana University's MBA program, says it's hard to balance out these two big worries.
I'm a little more hesitant to go into some of the larger oil and gas companies. But if the right opportunity came up and I didn't know of a particular scandal with a particular company, for sure I'm going to look at them.
Look, but also ask lots of questions. What it comes down to, says one student, is do you find management trustworthy? Suzette Carty of the University of North Carolina says she and others are doing a lot more research, reading corporate financial statements more closely, talking with employees to get a true feel for the culture. The basic issue, she says, is how much questionable behavior can you stomach from these companies?
If I see things that are not, quote unquote, accurate, can I speak up about them? And if I speak up about them and there's a negative implication to that or there are negative backlashes to that, then that's not the environment that I want to continue to build my career in. So the writing is right there on the wall.
Several students said they hope they'll do the ethical thing if put in a tight spot, but they aren't totally sure they will stand up to the pressure. Some companies are able to take advantage of this extra sensitivity to ethical performance. At the Chapel Hill event, Jennifer Wally, a recruiter for Johnson & Johnson, says part of their pitch is to highlight that they are not under investigation.
Yeah, we're good. you can trust us, and that's absolutely the case. That we leverage, because we know in a time when people are feeling extremely distrustful of large companies, you kind of can showcase that a little bit because it has more of an impact than it may have this time a few years ago.
While business ethics are in the forefront as never before for MBA students, the weak economy remains the dominant factor in their search for jobs. Many applied for graduate school at a time when the degree was a ticket to much wider career choices. Now they feel lucky to get any job offer at all. Here's Matt, another Duke student.
A lot of the jobs, such as equity research, have really just totally vanished and disappeared. When I got my offer, didn't have a lot of time to, really ponder other things, and I thought the prospects for finding another job on Wall Street or another job period were going to be a lot harder, and you just feel a lot more compelled to take the offer in hand.
These upscale job seekers are scaling back expectations. Few are getting signing bonuses or the big jumps in pay of a few years ago. Perhaps the clearest indication of how much things have changed comes when asking whether they would be willing to take less money than they were making before the graduate degree. Again, Stephen of Duke's Fuqua School of Business.
I really wish you didn't ask me that.
So that's a yes, you'll take less.
That's a potential yes. I'm still in negotiation.
David Malpas, NPR News, Chapel Hill, North Carolina.